Asi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Raj Prabhupad Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnuvad Paramahansa Paribraj Charga Ashto Tavisam Shri Shumad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarsati Bho Swami Raj Prabhupad Ki Jai Anantapoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Shida Hridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nidhananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktarin Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunaradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai. Abhinav Tham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Ki Jai. Ganga Mayi Ki Jai. Jamana Mayi Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. We can do a mobile check, please. All mobiles off. Sabhi mobile on Kiji. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 28. Text 7. Vishirnam Swapurim Viksha Patikulam Anadratan Putran Potra Anugamatyan Jayam Char Katasoradam. Shirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadratan Putran Potranugamatyan Jayam Chagatasoradam. Shirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadratan Tran potranugamatyan Jayam chagatasoradam. Shirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Adhutan Tran potranugamatyan Jayam Chagatasoradam. Shirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadritan Putran Potran Gamatyan Jayam Chagatasoradam. Shirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadratan Putran Potran Gamatyan Jayam Chagatasoradam. Vishirnam Sapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadratan Putran Potran Gamatyan Jayam Chagatasoradam. Vishirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadratan Putran Potran Gamatyan Jayam Chagatasoradam. Vishirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadratan Potran Potranugamatyan Jayam Chagatasoradam. Shirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadratan putran putran kamacham jayam shagata sauranam. Ladies, vishirnam swapurim viksha
devunam
adratam kamacham jayam chagata sauradam vishirnam scattered swapurim his own town viksha seen pratikulan opposing elements anadritam being disrespectful putran sons, potra, grandsons, anuga, servants, amatyan, ministers, jayam, wife, cha, and gatasauradam, indifferent. King Puranjana then saw that everything in his town was scattered, and that his sons, grandsons, servants, and ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. Purport. When one becomes an invalid, his senses and organs are weakened. In other words, they are no longer under one's control. The senses and sense objects then begin to oppose him. When a person is in a distressed condition, even his family members, his sons, grandsons, and wife, become disrespectful. They no longer are under the command of the master of the house. Just as we wish to use our senses for sense gratification, the senses also require strength from the body in reciprocation. A man keeps a family for enjoyment, and similarly, family members demand enjoyment from the head of the family. When they do not receive sufficient money from him, they grow disinterested and ignore his commands or desires. This is all due to one's being a kripana, miser. This word, kripana, used in the sixth verse, is in opposition to the word brahmana. In the human form of life, one should become a brahmana, which means that one should understand the constitutional position of the absolute truth, Brahma, and then engage in his service as a Vaishnava. We get this facility in the human form of life, but if we do not properly utilize this opportunity, we become a kripana, miser. A miser is one who gets money but does not spend it properly. This human form of life is especially meant for understanding Brahma, for becoming a brahmana, and if we do not utilize it properly, we remain a kripana. We can actually see that when one has money but does not spend it, he remains a miser and is never happy. Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life. Om Ajana Timiran Tasya Gyananjana Shadakaya Chakshur Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kala Mahiyam Tathati Svapadam Sam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tita Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sahivam Shadvaitam, Shadvaitam, Prajna Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakham Vitam Chacha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tabda Kam Shana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Krishna Kanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Moni Priye, Vancha Kalpatagubhyascha, Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vashadhi Gopakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vishiryam, Vishiryanam, Swapurim, Diksha, Pratikulan, and Akritan, Putran, Putran, Gamatyan, Jayam, Jaga, these are symptoms of old age. Janma mritu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha darsha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one should always be conscious of the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. This is also described by Lord Kapildev in third canto, when he describes the life of the human being from beginning to end, misery from beginning to end.
Well, Bashir Nam Swapurim Viksha.
The city of the body was being dismantled.
And Pratikulya Anadrata.
The king saw, Puranjana saw, that those who were serving me now don't care about me, or they're even opposing me.
Potran, putra, putran, potra, anuga, amatya,
the ministers, sons, grandsons. These represent the senses, the mind, the various organs by which we conduct our affairs. They're supposed to be our servants. We say to the hand, come on, scratch my head. And the hand obeys, yes, sir. But in old age, in old age, one may lose control. He orders the hand, come on, and the hand won't do anything. Or the hand is shaking constantly.
What is Parkinson's?
Yes, I think so. Parkinson's. The hand is simply shaking. Common thing. Hand is shaking, shaking, shaking. And you can't say, my dear hand, please don't shake. The hand is on its own shaking. Or it becomes paralyzed. Like we say, I want to do this. The hand has no move cooperating. The hands, the legs. So instead of becoming obedient servants, they become useless or even opposed to what we want to do. All of the senses. We want to see something, but the eyes won't cooperate. We want to hear something, but the ears won't cooperate. And we want to understand things properly, but the mind doesn't cooperate. The old men lose their memory. Didn't I meet you somewhere? He can't remember. There's one very good essay by one celebrated American author, E.B. White. He wrote an essay about old age when he was in his old age. And he said, old age means that you touch your toothbrush, and if it's wet, you brush your teeth. You touch your toothbrush, and if it's wet, you brush your teeth. That means he doesn't remember, did I brush my teeth or not? But if the toothbrush is wet, then I brushed my teeth. In so many ways, the mind, which is supposed to be our servant, becomes forgetful. The intelligence, jaya means the intelligence. In this Puranjana history, the wife is compared to the intelligence. In old age, the intelligence also doesn't work properly. Therefore, sometimes old men are like a joke. The old grandfather, everybody humors him. Yes, grandpa. Because he tries to understand things, but he can't understand things properly. He doesn't get it right. He's confused. Sometimes doesn't know which way is up and which way is down. Because the intelligence which has served him, and it's very sad, he may have been a doctor, he may have been a scientist, he may have been a big mathematician or politician or businessman, but now the intelligence isn't working properly, so he can't see things as they are. He can't see things as they are. The intelligence is not cooperating. Well, this is old age. The senses don't cooperate. The mind doesn't cooperate. Sometimes he becomes like senile. Really doesn't even know where he is. In extreme old age, can't even recognize that this was my son. This is my daughter. Or, what was that? I was just thinking. There's another symptom of old age. Sometimes, what is that? Alzheimer's. He says something. Like the Rath Yatra festival was very good. And then some other 2 minutes later, the Rath Yatra festival was very good. Yes. Oh, the Rath Yatra festival was very good. He doesn't remember that he said it just 2 moments ago. Are we going to Calcutta? And then 2 minutes later, are we going to Calcutta? Yes, we're going to. Are we going to Calcutta? And he may have been the most brilliant person. But now the intelligence is no longer working, or it's working against him. Ronald Reagan had that problem. Jonathan Swift, who was a great British author, he was the greatest wit in all of the United Kingdom. He was so sharp and clever. But in his old age, he became senile, and he just became like a mad person. Couldn't gather his wits. He was the wittiest person, but he couldn't get his basic wits together. And there's so many examples. History is full of examples. Big men, small men, who in their old age couldn't get the mind, intelligence, and senses to obey. Srila Prabhupada, down to the last day, he was sharp, clear. But that's a very rare thing. That's a very rare thing. Ordinarily, it's not like that. So, this is the situation of Puranjana. None of the senses are working. Young men were all you know, strong, and when we want our senses to work, they work. But in old age, pratikula, they don't work, or they work against us. Even the senses, sometimes in old age, he becomes incontinent. He can't control passing urine, or he can't control passing stool. Sometimes the old men are diapered, you know, they're kept in diapers like an infant, because he can't control it. How, again, he may have been a big man, governor, general, but now he's like an infant. He can't even control passing urine or passing stool. The knowledge-gathering senses refuse to work properly. The active senses refuse to work properly. That means the body is being smashed. One sense after another, trouble. The ears give trouble, the eyes give trouble, the legs give trouble, the hands give trouble. This gives trouble, that gives trouble, finally mind gives trouble. Intelligence goes dim. These are all symptoms of old age and prior symptoms of death. When Vidura visited Dhritarashtra, he pointed all these things out to him, that you're staying in the palace as if you're the royal uncle of Maharaj Yudhisthira, and everybody respects you as such an important man, and you've got security here, and you're staying in the palace for your security. But what security do you have? You're an old dog. Your liver's not working, so you have no appetite. You're blind from birth. Now you're hard of hearing also. Your teeth have become loose. You're coughing. You know. These are all symptoms of that you're on the way to death. And still you want to be in a secure and comfortable condition. And you're eating the food thrown to you like scraps by Bhima, who killed all of your Dhritarashtra, your Duryodhan, and your Dushasana. You're living in the home of the people who you tried to kill so many times. That means you're living a degraded life. All the signs of the onset of death are there, and you don't see them. Because you're not only blind physically, but you're blind in every other way as well. One has to see these things. One has to see these things. And therefore, one is not recommended to stay at home until the end, until it is finally useless for all purposes. In family life also, it becomes like that. That the young man, young father, everyone is looking up to him because he's making money and he's bringing presents and he's keeping everything going. But when he becomes an old man, then he starts to be neglected. He starts to be neglected. He's not doing anything. But he's costing. Sometimes the old men, apart from eating, they cost money for medicine, they cost money for doctors, they cost money for this, cost money for that. So we have to spend all this money on this old man, and he's not bringing anything in. And on top of that, he wants to meddle with our affairs. Why don't you do it this way? Yeah, you should do it that way. I always used to do it. When I was meddling in the business, meddling in the home affairs, and not making any contribution, and costing money, and the son and daughter putting up with it. And they're thinking, how much longer till he dies? Yes. They don't want to say it, but they're thinking, how much longer? They're counting. Now he's 82. You think he'd live to be 85? And they're hoping that if he leaves, then life will be easier. And he may give instructions, you should do it this way, and they say, yes, but they don't do it. Because what power does he have now? Oh, Kapildev says they treat him like an old ox. You know, the farmer values the ox because he works very hard. But when he's old, the ox is useless. He's just eating, but he's not fit for any work. So therefore that ox is not treated with much regard. Strong young ox, very attentive because our livelihood is dependent on that ox. But when he's old, out to pasture. This happens in old age. The sons become negligent. The employees become negligent. Now the employees see that the old man is not so sharp anymore, so he can plunder the treasury, he will notice. Wife becomes indifferent. The husband was good for sense gratification, now he's just a grumbling old man. So she becomes also indifferent for him. Well, this is the position in old age. He's built his whole life around sense gratification. And now sense gratification is impossible. As Prabhupada points out, the senses will give some gratification, but they want something. If my senses are going to do something for me, I have to provide them some energy. But in old age, the energy to the senses dries up. So then the senses don't have power with which to reciprocate. So then sense gratification becomes something impossible. And one is still hoping that he can enjoy sense gratification. What is that? Pralyantam Upatra. Up to the end, he's hoping that he can enjoy. But what, therefore, Prabhupada said that in Paris, he saw old men in their 70s going to some club, and they have, you know, a young girl with them. And what will he enjoy? That's also said by Janaka, that this is one of the miseries, a young wife for an old man. What use is the young wife to the old man? He can't enjoy it. He can't enjoy it. But they try. By taking help from the doctor, by so many ways, they're trying to push on in enjoyment. The man and the woman trying to enjoy into their old age. Trying to enjoy sex in their old age. I think I quoted it last time I was here, some statistical study that was done in America. What percentage of people in their 70s and 80s are still trying to enjoy sex? Despite so many physical ailments, you know, they have back problems and they have this problem and that problem, still trying to enjoy sex life in their 70s and 80s. And what enjoyment is there? Even when you're young, what enjoyment is there? Actually, it's not satisfying. But something is there. Some passionate enjoyment which later leads to misery. And here's the payoff, actually. Because in his youth, he enjoyed, 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 enjoyed. Now the senses are decrepit. Just like some machine. You use it, overuse it. And after, you know, 6 months, finished. Because it wasn't designed for that. Those composing machines we had in the press, they were meant to work, they were machines, they were meant to work normal 9 to 5. We used them 24 hours around the clock. So the result was they were always breaking down. Finally they were finished.
This body is a machine, yantra.
So if we overuse the machine, try to get from the machine more than the machine is meant for,
sex, more sex, more sex, eating more, enjoying more, more.
Then in old age, everything's finished. Just like the young people, they like to hear loud music. The louder, the better, you know, the big, blasting rock music. And then when they're old, their ears are finished. Because you can't do that and expect that you'll keep your hearing. So he enjoyed, and now he can't hear. And similarly, all the other senses. So in his old age, he becomes frustrated. Because this was his goal in life, to enjoy sense gratification. He has no other idea. This is as far as he can understand. That the goal of life is to satisfy the senses. And now the senses don't listen to him, don't work, and can't enjoy. So Kripana, this miserly person, becomes frustrated. In family life is also for enjoyment. Now the family members don't care about it. So many miseries. So the human life is meant for brahminical culture. Atato brahmajigyasa, for inquiring about Krishna. That's the actual business. Then, even if the senses don't work, even, but still, he'll think of Krishna, he'll serve Krishna. Up to the end. One is also meant to get out of family life. That's another lesson. And one should not stay at home till the end. But one should get out of family life. Before this stage comes, where the senses don't work, he can't do anything, he has to stay at home because the doctor has to visit. Before it reaches that stage, he should go out for spiritual advancement and for preaching Krishna consciousness. One shouldn't be a miser that I received this Krishna consciousness, but now I'm not going to spread it. I'm going to stay home and bounce my little grandson on my knee. And in this way, glide toward death. If one has received Krishna consciousness, one should spread it for the benefit of others. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Or comments? Baji? But where is that microphone? We know there is one. It goes to Mataji in the back. But you have to speak into it.
The devotee still has to go through all the mystery of old age, as you have described. So how...
But he knows that I'm not this body. So if the body is getting old, I'm not getting old. For the materialistic person, I am this body. So when the body is falling apart, it means I'm falling apart. They look in the mirror and they see their hair is turning gray. They look in the mirror and they see their hair is becoming thin. They look in the mirror and they see their hair is falling out. Because they think they're this body. Devotee, he shaves it off anyway. But he knows that I'm not this body. So whatever happens to this body, it's not actually happening to me. The materialistic person is under the illusion that the body is the self. And therefore, when something happens to the body, he's under the illusion that it's happened to him. But the Krishna conscious person knows that I'm not this body, so whatever's happening to this body is not happening to me. His service changes, just like our Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu in Vrindavan. He was such a great devotee that he was cooking every day for Krishna Balaram, so many offerings in a day. And when he became old, developed arthritis and so on, so when he retired, they had to have like six brahmacharis to replace him in service. Single-handedly, what he was doing, they had to have a whole squad of brahmacharis to do. But then when he was no longer able to do that, then he was sitting in the temple and giving charanamrita. That he was doing. Then, all right, I can't go. So let me do some seva. So he was giving charanamrita to all of the devotees. And when he was no longer able to do that, then he was staying in his room, and he had a little picture of Krishna Balaram. He would give some garlands, and he would hear. He would listen to the class, he would listen to Bhajan, he would listen to Prabhupada. And that's also service. So, up to the last point, his body became practically useless, but he was serving. Here also, our Narada Maharaj, he was running the whole BBT. Big service, everything was dependent on it. So, later in his life, he developed Parkinson's, he couldn't do. So then he went to Vrindavan, and he was hearing. Constantly hearing. That's also service. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevam. Constantly hearing, constantly remembering, chanting. Ahaitaki aputilita. No one can be stopped from service. Service may change. I'm not going to do in my old age what I could do in my youth. We're not going to see the 80-year-old men with big book bags going out to the train stations. That's not going to happen. But still he'll do service. Maybe just giving charanamrita, or maybe just hearing. Up to you. Is that okay? Prabhupada Krishna Maharaj had a
comment. Now in the West they have these anti-aging shops.
Anti-aging
shops. It's a common phenomenon. And because there's so many old people in North America now. And in these anti-aging shops, they just sell devices and paraphernalia to hide old age.
It hides the some of the symptoms. They're desperate. No, they dread old age. Men and women see wrinkles and gray hair. It's like death. And men also see the same thing in their own. As they see old age coming, they become afraid. Because they don't know what death means. I'm this body, and death means I cease to exist. They become afraid. And before that, what about my sense gratification? I was reading a book about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was basically pulled together by one man, Ibn Saud, who was an incredible kind of person. I mean, he was a mlecha, but he was an incredible person. From a batch of nomads and camel herders and so on, he pulled together a country. But among other things, after all, he was a king. So he was addicted to women. And he could enjoy like any powerful guy, you know, and he was the king. He could enjoy like anything. But as he became older, as described here, the senses became weaker, weaker, weaker. And so he was getting like younger and younger girls to try to create some desire. And he had his royal physician who had so many powders and so many elixirs and so many things. But what can be done finally? So in his old age, he was frustrated. He was frustrated. The picture was there in the book of the old man who had been so powerful. So they have their doctors, they have their powders, they have their elixirs, they have their shots. But old age can't be stopped. They're described here like soldiers attacking the city. And the life air itself can't defend the city. The Kripanas can't preserve their assets. That's what they're trying to do. A miser tries to preserve his assets. He doesn't want to spend, even for the necessary expenditures, because it means he'll have less. And he wants to keep it. But you can't keep. The money will be plundered by the Internal Revenue, the money will be plundered, lost some this way or that way. Or you keep it, but what use is it? Money kept under your bed is of no use. You have to, for money to have value, you have to spend it. Otherwise it's nothing. It's just symbolic. I have so much money. So we try to preserve our health, we try to preserve our virility, we try to preserve our sensory power, but it can't be preserved. When it's attacked by the soldiers of Chandravega, when it's attacked by Kalakanya, when it's attacked by disease, old age, time, it can't be preserved. We're trying to preserve, but finally it's lost. And meantime, I haven't spent it properly for spiritual realization. Well, that's good. But the devotee knows only so much time is there. While my vitality is there, I should use it for serving Krishna. And as the vitality wanes, then whatever life I have left, I'll use it for. He remembers the personality of Godhead in his life, his success. That was the bell. Shall we stop here? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Can I meet you after
one
hour? Or you need to leave?
Maharaj, you can meet me after 1 hour. I'll come to your room, 10 o'clock.